From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
You've heard about digital downloads, but you may have missed another skirmish in the battle over intellectual property, the case of the Chewy dog toy. Haute Diggity Dog makes dog toys modeled on luxury goods. Products include Dog Perignon, Sniffany & Company, and a plush toy shaped like a purse and emblazoned with the logo Chewy Vuitton. This raised the hackles of Louis Vuitton, which sued for trademark infringement. While people think of trademarks as the names or logos of big companies, like the Nike swoosh, one of the main functions of a trademark is to protect consumers. A trademark lets a shopper know who made a product. A consumer can then weigh the manufacturer's reputation when deciding whether to buy. The Louis Vuitton mark might indicate quality. The Enron trademark, maybe not so much. Infringement is when a newcomer copies the mark of an established company to siphon off that company's reputation. This harms consumers, because while you might think you're getting a fabulous Louis Vuitton bag at half the price, you could actually be getting a cheap knockoff that will fall apart in 3 months. So far, so good. But what happens when you inject humor into the equation? The question in the Chewy Vuitton case is whether someone who buys the dog toy will mistakenly think it's a Louis Vuitton product. A district court determined that Chewy Vuitton is an obvious parody of the famous brand. The court dismissed the case, ruling that buyers would recognize the humorous association, but would not be confused about who made the product. Last month, an appeals court upheld that decision. But not everyone has the same sense of humor. In a case earlier this year, Hershey was not amused by marijuana-laced versions of its famous candies, including Puff-a-Mint Patties and Stony Ranchers. Parody is in the eye of the beholder. We still look to courts to protect consumers and businesses while perhaps allowing a good laugh at the pet store. With a perspective, I'm Todd Adler.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286 horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.